You hold the Gemara on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Then this top Gemara just said again the chiluk by an Eved that if a Kohen buys an Eved, the Eved's Ladi Truma. And we're not afraid, maybe the Kohen will find out something's wrong with the Eved and like fire him, and he's not the Eved of the Kohen. Because the Gemara says the worst could be is he could be a Ganif, or else he'd be a kidnapper. So the Gemara says everybody knows that. When you buy an Eved, Stam Avodim, steal and kidnap. What do you want to say? The worst could be is maybe your Eved punkt is a list of mezuyin. Maybe he's an armed robber. And that you didn't expect. Or Muchtab L'malchus, maybe it was an Eved that was written already to the king to be killed. So Mura says, Hainu Koy Lislu. Such Avodim, everybody knows about it. Since they all know about it already, you heard about it. And if you took the Eved, obviously, you want him. So therefore, there's no chash if a Koyin buys an Eved, he's going to he'll free the Eved. It's no such chash. He knows who he's getting, he'll keep him. Now the Gemara says, Michti, bein lama layochlo. Like, what's the difference in the two reasons why an Arusa, a girl that only had a kedushin, to a Kayin, she can't eat truma? Whether the reason is because she'll give it to her brothers or a sister, or else because she'll give it because the husband, the simfon, that maybe b'shas nesuyin, the Kayin will see she has a mum and a body, he doesn't want her. The Gemara, what's the difference? According to both reasons, she's not going to eat truma when she's in Arusa. So Gemara says, yes, there is a nafkamina. Ika benayu, the Gemara says, kibul. Let's say the Kohen is Mekadosh's wife. He only makes Erisin. But he's Mekabel, he accepts upon himself now, no matter what type of a mum is on her body, still I'm going to keep her. So then, if the Shash was, she can't eat truma, is Mishum Simfin, we're not afraid. The husband said, no matter what, he's going to keep her. So then she should be allowed to eat truma right away. But if you learn the chash is because maybe she calls them on, she's living by her father's house. Maybe she'll give her brother to eat, so we still have the chash. Or else, mosav holach. Let's say the father gives over his daughter to the shliach to take her to the husband. For holach, or else the father goes along with her. So here, she didn't have nesuyin yet with the husband. So the husband didn't see her yet, he doesn't know about the mumim on her. So for that reason, she can't eat truma. But according to the first reason, we're afraid that maybe she'll give her husband, she'll give her brother or her sister truma, that we're not afraid. Since she left the father's house, we're not afraid she'll give them truma. So therefore, there is a difference what the reason is why an arusa does not eat truma. Now the Mishnah says that Tafen Noimer Noisten Lo Hakel Truma. Tafen says, when it comes to Zman to feed her, and he didn't make Nisuyin, so she gets truma. And the law is that if the husband wants to, he could feed her completely truma. Now is the time when the husband has to feed his wife. So even though sometimes she's in nida, and at that time she can't eat the truma, still Rav Tafen says the husband doesn't have to worry about this. Let her sell it and get money and buy chulin. But the husband has the right just to feed a chulin, just to feed a truma. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, the machlekes in the Mishnah is, bebas koyin lekoyin. In the case where the girl is also a bas kohen, and she's now getting married to a kohen. So Rashi says, the mailer is bas kohen b'kihi b'shmira truma. She's used to eating truma already. She ate it before she was married, by her father's house. So she knows how to watch herself to only eat truma when she's tor. And she knows what it means, that when she's tuma, she can't eat the truma. So what she does is, she sells it to another kohen, and she gets the money. With the money, she'll buy chulin. So therefore, that the Rav Tafen says, you have a right just to give a truma, is only where she's a bas kohen. So she's used to selling the truma. That's why the husband now has a right to feed a completely truma. Avu b'bas Yisrael l'kohen. But let's say the kohen now is marrying a lady that's a bas Yisrael. Up until now, she did not eat truma. Then Abai holds divrei hakel, everybody holds divrei, Rav Tafen agrees, machs a chulun and machs a truma. When the husband has a chiyuv to feed his wife, he has to give her 50% of chulin and 50% of truma. In other words, truma is much cheaper. Like the kohen didn't have to pay for the truma. A Yisrael gives it to him from Matana. So Avada, the kohen would rather feed his wife with truma. But since half the time she's in nida, and then she can't eat the truma, so the husband has to feed her also chulin.
Why can't she sell the truma?
Yeah, she could, but if she wasn't used to doing it when she was a girl, it's hard to do it. She's not used to, you know, being noy to sell it. It's a tircha, maybe she'll touch it also, she's not used to doing it. So only if she was a bas kohen, she was used to it before, then we say you could give her now truma also. But if she wasn't used to doing it before, nothing doing. Yeah. So that's what Abaye says. The machlekes is only by a bas kohen and not by a bas Yisrael. The Yomer Abayi says another Chiddush that Biarusa. It's only a machlokes Biarusa. Rashi says Barusa means Ubas Koyin, where a Bas Koyin got married to a Koyin. Tohoyel vi beveisavia. Since she's still at her father's house now, Torah Chavia Limcha Truma Bichulin Limei Tuma Lefi Shuragu Bekach. Like when she's still in Arusa now, and she gets Truma. So in a case like we had in the Mishnah, like the Mishnah is going on, Hegiyas Man. We're talking about she's still in Arusa. Just it came the time when the husband was supposed to make Nisuin and he pushed it off. So he has to give a Truma. In such a case where he's giving a Truma, here Abai says the Machlokes is by Arusa. That here we say, you can give her, Reb Tarfon says, give her Truma, because she's still living by her father's house. So her father also helps her to sell the Truma when she is Tomei. So she'll have Watit. Abu ben Nesuya, for the case where she has Nesuyin, means she left her father's house. And she's living with her husband now. Devri Hakul, everybody agrees, the husband has to feed her Machza Chulun or Machza Truma. Even Reb Tarfon agrees that when your wife goes to your house, to the husband's house, now the husband has to give her chulin when she's tameya. Rashi Abba ben Asuya, Shenoisim la baila mezonis bevesa, that the husband feeds her in his house, kagoin mashra ishtoy adei shlish, in a case where the husband gives over the money to a third party to take care to feed her, that nama masnisin machzachun. We'll have a mishnah later about this. In such a case, everybody agrees she gets 50% chulin. So Rashi says, why? Lefi shekol kvoida basmela penima. V'yaviya v'yachiyya enu metzla shisaskar v'tzacher. Because it's only covered for lady to stay at home. It's not nice for her to have to go out and sell her truma to get money for it. So when she's in Arusa, she's by her father's house, her father will take care of her to sell the truma for her, that she'll have money to eat when she's a nida. But when she gets married, now she's not in her father's house, she's by her husband. We're talking about a case where the husband is not home either, just he's having somebody else give her the money, so she's going to get truma, she'll have to go outside and sell it. That's not the covetic. So therefore we want that she herself should get truma. She herself should get chulin. So therefore if she's in the sui, everybody holds, she gets 50% chulin, that she does not have to go out and sell it when she's in either. Tanya Namiyochu, we learned like this also. Rabbi Tarfon Oimer, Noisten lo hakel truma. Tarfon Shita, the what, that the husband has the right to give his wife truma when he feeds the mezainis, only truma. He give her 100% truma. Aye, when she's in either, she can't eat the truma. So good, her father will sell it for her, and she'll have money, she'll buy chulin. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, no, at all times it's always machza chulin or machza truma. At all times, the husband has to feed her 50% chulin, that she can eat when she's in either, and 50% truma that she can eat now when she's tor. Now it says clearly, b'med v'var mamurim, when is this machlekes? B'bas koyin l'koyin. Only where the lady is a bas koyin, where she's regular, she's used to having truma beforehand, and she knows how to sell it to get chulin when she's tameya. Avo bas yisrael l'koyin. But if the koyin now is marrying a bas yisrael, that up until now she was not able to eat truma. Up until now she was a yisraelis. Now when she's getting married, she can, first time she can eat truma. See, I'll tell you, divrei hakol machza chulin machza truma. Everybody holds, even Rav Tarfon agrees, that the husband, when he feeds his wife now, he has to pay a 50% chulin. Because she's not regular in selling truma. She's just now starting to eat truma. So you can't afford to give her truma when she's in nida to tell her to take care of it and sell it. She's not going to know how to do it. We're afraid she'll touch it, she'll eat it. So therefore, for sure, you have to give her chulin when she's nida. And when she's Torah, then you can give her truma. Now, Vayta the Brayta Sefta says, "B'med devar mamurim." When is this said? The machlokes Reb Akiva and Reb Tarfon, the Arusa. Again, only kol zaman she's in Arusa, she's living by her father's house. There, Reb Tarfon says the husband gets feed her completely truma, and the father will go out and sell the truma to let her eat the chulin. Ava v'nesuya. But in a case where she has nesuyin already, where she's living with the husband. And now the husband is not home right now, so if she's going to get truma, nobody's there to sell it for her when she's in nida. Is divrei hakol, everybody holds machza chulin or machza truma. That's for sure. The husband has to feed her now 50% chulin. She doesn't have to go out and sell it, but she has the chulin teat. So the clearly, like Abaye is saying, there's enough in the Tosefta, like Abaye says. To that the Reb Tarfon says the husband has the right to give 100% truma. That's only with two conditions. That first of all, she was a bas koyin, and secondly, she's an arusa. Right. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Oimer, noisnin lo shte yodai shel truma v'yacha shechulin. You know, when you give a truma, you have to give like two-thirds, two yodas, two portions of truma v'yacha shechulin. So Rashi says, if you do em noisnin lo, let's see, you give what, shte yodas, two portions of truma v'yacha shechulin. We have Yehuda Vaymer, Noisen Lo Hakol Truma. No, you can pay your 100% Truma. Vihi Moicheres, Vulakechas Bedam Chulin. And she herself has to go and sell it, and with the money she gets, you'll buy yourself Chulin. So Rashi explains, what's the difference between Reb Yehuda Ben Seiro and Reb Yehuda? Rashi says, Bein Reb Yehuda Reb Tarfin Ika. According to Reb Yehuda Ben Seiro, it's Poshet. He's saying you have to give a Chulin. And when you give her the Truma, you have to give her two portions of Truma. Now, if Yehuda says, Noisen Lo Hakol Truma, they can give everything Truma. So, Chur of Yehuda is saying the same thing like Reb Tarfin. They're both saying the husband has the right to give her 100% Truma. So, what is Reb Yehuda saying different than Reb Tarfin? So, Rashi says, Bein Reb Yehuda Reb Tarfin Ika. Dila Reb Tarfin Sava, Noisen Lo Truma, Kedem is Noiseha. If he's supposed to give her $100 worth of food, he can give her $100 worth of Truma. V'yafo Pishim Tzricha L'chulin. Let's say when she becomes a nida, she's going to have to sell this and buy chulin, or buy limcha truma, and demay truma magiyin likach ben chulin. If she sells the truma, she can't get that much money for it. Because truma, who's going to buy it? Only a kohen. A kohen's not going to pay so much money for it. He would rather get it from matana. Shrei yikarmei min atruma. Shakol kartzim aleim. So kids, if she's going to sell the truma, she's not going to have enough money to buy a chulin. Well, Rabbi Yehuda, Noisten Lo Truma Kishir. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when you give a truma, you have to give her a lot of truma. Kishir, Shem Boyes Likach Machta Chulin, Letivchas Min Deme Machta Chulin. Avotarach Mechira Mutla Le Limcha Loses Tachas Chulin. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's saying a bigger chumra than Reb Tarfin. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though the husband could give her 100% worth of truma, but he has to pay or give her extra amount of truma. Enough that for the time when she's in Nida, that she's going to have to sell the truma, you can't get such a good price for the truma. So you have to give her more truma that you'll get enough money by selling it in order to buy enough chulin to live on. That's the Yudis Chiddush. Reb Tarfin says no. You have a right to feed your wife the truma, and that's all. Give her the amount of food she needs in truma. When she becomes a needy, she's going to have to sell it, and she can't get enough money to buy that amount of chulin. It's so tough. According to Reb Yehuda, they'll know when the husband gives a truma, he has a right to pay her only truma, but he has to give her an extra amount that when she will sell it, she'll have enough money to buy the amount of chulin that she needs. That's Reb Yehuda's Kiddush. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, kol makom shehuskara truma, noisen lo keflayim b'chulin. Also like that. That any time you have to pay, you could pay a truma, you have to give her twice as much as you give a chulin. Because it's not worth that much, and she's going to have to sell a truma in order to have money to buy chulin. She's not going to have the money, so you have to give her double amount of truma in order that she'll sell this double amount of truma, and then she'll get enough money to buy the amount of chulin that she needs. Now the Gemara says, "My benayu, what's the difference then?" The Gemara says, "The gavanayu tircha, shrashirch benayu ben Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon." What's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? The Chur are both saying the same thing.
Like we just got finished saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda also, you have to give her enough truma that she can sell it when she's in Nida and get money in order to buy chulin. So the Chur, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are saying the same thing. So Gemara says, no ika benayo tircha. The difference is about tircha, the bother. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, true, you have to give her enough truma that she could sell it and get chulin, but she has to try it and sell it at the best price possible. She has to take bother out, matriach herself, to try and get the best price possible. Manshenkim Shimon Gamliel says, no, you make it easy for her, and you give her keflayim b'chulin, double the amount of chulin you give her in truma. In other words, she doesn't have to go and try and get the best price possible. She could sell it even at a cheaper price. As long as she sells the truma in order to get the chulin, that's enough. So Shimon says we have to give her more truma in order that she doesn't have to try and get the best price possible. Even a cheaper price also, it would be good.
Right. Then the Mishnah says, Hayovam eino maicha betruma. In the case where her husband died, and now the brother, she falls to the brother for Yibum, even though both brothers were Kahanim, Talacha is, though, if she didn't eat truma yet by the first husband, she can't eat kol zaman she's a shemeres yavim. Like kol zaman the yavim, the brother now, did not marry her, it's not his wife, so therefore she can't eat truma because of this yavim. My time, what's the reason? The pasuk says, kinyan kasvoy. Bas Yisrael could only eat truma, she's a kinyan of the kohen has to own her. Over here, what happened was, she was married to his brother, and his brother died. So she's not kinyan kasmoy of the brother anymore. And now the one that's alive, he was not miyabim her yet. The old din zika shemeres yavim is, because of the first kedushin, she was married to your brother, she's zokuk to you, you're supposed to go and marry her. But before you married her, she's not your wife yet. So therefore the yavim has no din to give her truma. No matter how long she stayed by the yavim, even if they're there for 12 months already, kol zaman the yavim, the one that's alive now, did not make the kinyan, didn't live with her yet, he can't give her truma. Then the Mishnah says, Osasa shisha chadoshim b'fnei abal. Let's say she ate those 6 months. No, she was 6 months by the first husband. Now the first husband made kedushin, erison. And we said the minig is they used to wait 12 months. So she was 6 months by the first husband, and then he died. Even though she's now 6 months by the yavam, still she can't eat. So Gemara says, and the Mishnah says a few cases where she was almost 12 months by the first husband, only one day by the second. Or else the opposite. Mazhashta b'fnei habal. Omar taloi, madach, you're telling me where she was. Kamat 12 months by the first husband. She doesn't eat truma. B'fnei hayavam iboy. Like for sure, when she only ate, like she was only by a few days by the first husband. And now she's a long time by the yavam, so what? But Yoskafen is saying the yavam, no matter how long she's a shemeres yavam, no matter how long she's waiting to have the mitzvah yibum, the yavam can't feed her. Because he didn't marry her yet, it's not his kinyan. So what's the Mishnah telling me, Yechidish, that even though she was only 2 days by her first husband, and now almost 12 months by the second yavam, she doesn't eat. Pshita! The fact that she does not eat from the second brother before he made Yibum, that's the first Chiddush, that's Pshita-like. It's not called his Kinyan yet. He didn't make Kedushim with her yet. The Chiddush is, though, the first Chiddush, that even though she was already 12 months missing one day by the first husband, and then he died, so I would have thought now one more day by the second brother is enough to make it like she finished the 12 months by the first husband. That's the Chiddush, now nothing doing. That as soon as the first husband dies, it's pockets, finished his kinyan. She can't eat because of him, he's mace. Who should she eat because of? She's a Bas Yisrael, she can't eat truma. Who should she eat from? Because of the yavim now, she's a shemeres yavim, but Kozman who doesn't make yibum, he can't eat. Then the Mishnah says, Zu Mishnah Rishonah. This was the first din in the Mishnah that when you're supposed to make nisuyin, they make up a date in 12 months we'll make nisuyin, and it comes the date, and the husband cancels the date, doesn't make the nisuyin. The Mishnah Rishonah held that from then on the husband has to feed his wife, and if he's a kohen, she's a lari truma, even though they didn't make chuppah. And the Mishnah Achronah, the lochers know that kol zman they didn't go the chuppah yet, even though he canceled it, he doesn't have to feed her. Agamor says, my timer, what's the svar of the Mishnah Reina? Why do they say she can't eat truma until they make chuppah? Amar Ula v'teim Rav Shmuel bar Yuda mishum simfon. I tell you, the second Mishnah holds that the reason why an arusa can't eat truma, because we're afraid maybe the husband will find later she has a mum on her body. He doesn't know her yet, she's only an arusa, he didn't live with her yet. We're afraid when they make the chuppah, the nesuyin, he'll find out that she has a big mum on her body, and he's not going to like her, the kedushin we batel mafreya. So that's the Mishnah Achreina saying that nothing doing. Even though the 12 months went by, and he cancelled the nesuyin, but kol zman, he didn't live with her, he didn't make a chuppah yet, she can't be truma. That's what the Mishnah Achreina holds. So Mura says now, Bishlei Malula is very good according to Ula. That Ula learned before, what's the reason why an arusa does not eat truma? Kemaisa shem yimzig lo kois b'vesaviyah. I tell you, the Mishnah Rishayna, first the Tanoim held, the reason why an arusa cannot eat truma is because we're afraid maybe she'll give it, the truma, to her brother, to her sister. Since an arusa still lives by her father's house, she doesn't move into the husband's house until they have nisuyin. So therefore, kol zman she's living by her father's house, we're afraid to let eat truma. We're afraid she'll give it over to her brother and to her sister. Mashenkin, once it comes the time to make the nisuyin, even if he cancels it, halacha is she now goes and lives by him, or at least he has to be miyachad, a special house. So from then on, there's no more chash. She'll give truma to a brother, because she's not living by a brother anymore. That's the svar of the Mishnah Rishonah. That first they held that that's the reason why the rooster can't eat truma. We're afraid if she's eating it in her own home, she'll give it to a brother. Then it's good, once it comes the time to make the nisuyin, from then on the husband has to like support her and give her own house to live in. So she's not by a brother and sister, we're not afraid of deli truma. That was the Mishnah Rishonah held. And what does the Mishnah Achronah hold? No. Well, Basrais, what does the Mishnah Achronah hold? Mishum Simfon, later door, the next Tanoim held, no, that's not the reason why she can't eat truma. The reason why an Arusa can't eat truma is because we're afraid maybe the husband, the first time he lives with her, will find out that she has a mumim on her body, he doesn't like her, and it'll be a toyest Tol Kedushin. That's why she can't eat truma. Says, so what do I care if the day of the Chasme came? But he didn't make it, he didn't live with her yet. So what do I care that he's supposed to set the room aside for her? So what? There's still a chash of Simfon. So according to is very good. El Rab Shmuel. Bar Yehuda, he was the one that said before, what's the reason even according to the first Mishnah, why an Arusa can't eat Truma? Is Mishum Simfon? For the Gemara Kamaisa Mishum Simfon. Or Basraisa Mishum Simfon. My Benayu. If so, what's the Svar of the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Reina? Like really, it's a kasha on the Mishnah Rishayna then. If you're telling me now the reason why an Arusa cannot eat Truma, it's because we're afraid maybe a husband will see that she later see she has Mumim, so why can she eat Truma now if it's just a Giyas man? But he didn't make the Suyin, he didn't make the Chuppah yet. So why can she eat Truma? It's a kasha on the Mishnah Rishayna. So Mar says, yes, the difference is like this. Bedikas Chutz. Now, if you mean there is Bedikas Chutz, as we said before, Rashi explained. Like, we said Mishum Simfon, so the kasha was, the Mishnah says that she's konas the chuppah. When she goes into chuppah, then she can start eating truma. Mashm, even before the husband lived with her. So the chura, why? There should still be a shal of Simfon. How come she's allowed to eat truma? They said before the pshat is that before you go to make chuppah with her, you have other people check her out. You have your kravim, your sister, your mother checks her out. So that's the svar of the Mishnah Rishon also. The Mishnah Rishon held, bedikas chutz. The first Mishnah held that once it came to the time ready to make Nisuyin, most probably he already checked her out. He already had his sister, his mother, check out his wife, and they checked her out that he knows there's no mumum on her. So therefore the Mishnah Rishon held that if it comes the time, the 12 months are up, and he cancels the Nisuyin, he's going to have to feed, he can give a truma. And there's no Mokshash of Simfon, because for sure she was checked out already by his Kerovim. Or Masa, but the Mishnah Achron held no Bedika Chutz Loishma Bedika. That's not called such a good Bedika. In other words, before he makes Chuppah, he doesn't check her out so much. They held, they're true. Once you make Chuppah, even though you didn't live with her yet, when you go to make Chuppah, for sure you checked her out well. You had your mother or your sister check her out. But if you don't think of making Chuppah, you know tomorrow's the date, and you know you're going to cancel it. So since you know you're going to cancel it, the checking out you did so far is not sufficient. It's not enough. That's what the Mishnah Achrayin holds. That's not called the good Bedika. Rashi says, the first one holds Bedika Skotcha Bodka Biyatka Vaseh Shema Bedika. For Kodim Shiatziya Moisa Vimzayna Seho Kvar Bodka Ilka Sula Chashinu Lassifun. The Chrayim Sarvino in the Bedika Hashem Yachri Moho Atzma Yabodka. Doesn't help but to Mamish you make the Chuppah. That's the Machloikas, the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achrayin. In the case where the husband, the checking out that he did, before he knew he's going to make the chuppah, is that called a good checking out or not? The Mishnah Rishon held, yes, that's a good check. He's not going to be chayzer anymore. Mishnah Achrona says, no, he didn't check her out so well. He'll still be chayzer only when he goes to make chuppah with her. That's then, from then on, he won't be chayzer anymore. So the Mishnah. Ha-maktish ma'isi de'ishtay. Let's say a man, his wife works for him, works. His wife works, gets a paycheck. So in the mouth, the paycheck goes to the husband. So the husband says, I want the money that you make to be hegdish. He's makdish, maisi deishtoi. While his wife works, her money, he's makdish. So the Mishnah says, nothing doing. Harezu oisav yechilis. She has the right to work and teach from the money. It's not chal the hegdish. Mashma, she keeps the money, and therefore the husband has no right to make her money hegdish. She can still work. Viyechilis, she can eat the money. It's not called, use the money. It's not called hegdish chal. See in the Gemara why. The Rashi says, "Ein ma'isya der kodesh al pid Gemara forishlo." What about Hamoiser? Let's say she makes more money than she needs to live on. a certain amount of money mezoinah she needs to live on. Let's say she makes more than that. How moiser? The more that she makes a very big paycheck. The money, more than she needs to live on, the extra money that she makes, that the husband has a right to be matish. And then it's not mehegdish is chal. Rabbi Yechon, asandaloimer, chulin, no, again, it's not chal. The husband doesn't own it yet. Or we'll see, it's called Dovashah Balayerlam. It's not here yet, that money. Therefore, the husband has no right to be matish it. And Rashi says, ha-moiser. Hegdish es moiser maisi de yishtoi. Mashi oiser lo yoiser al haroi. She'aposko chachomin. Chom made a psak, we'll see later on in the Gemara, exactly how much your wife has to work. How much money she has to bring in. So if she makes more money than that, so that's the shalom about the smaiser. For lo hegdish maisi yodeo. And the husband was not matish the maisi yodeo, atzman. For ya moiser kenu yoloi. Now over here it's a machlokes, that the extra money that she makes, that the husband owns. The meyer kesser shetikn lo chachomim. Sheitin lo b'chol Shabbos. Meyer kesser l'tzorcheho. Levad ha-mezoinis kaznam b'mastisin. We'll see later on in the next Mishnah that achutz from the actual mezoinis, you have to give your wife the amount of money she needs tidon, you have to give her an extra more every week. And that's an extra spending money. And because of this extra money you give her, against that, you get back all the extra money that she makes. And if she makes more money than Hamazinus, that's what you get. We'll see these takonas later on in the Masechta. That's another takona though. That the extra money your wife makes also goes to the husband. So this money taka belongs to the husband. So Ramea says, therefore, Hegdish. If the husband says that money, the extra money you make, should become Hegdish, and Echnamid Hegdish is Chal. And if Yechna Sandal says no, again, it doesn't belong to the husband, it's the wife's, and therefore the husband has no right to be Maktashit. So that's the Machloikis in the Mishnah. So the kids are on the Ika money that she makes, the Mezoinos, everybody holds. So Hegdish is not Chal. She has the right to eat it. The Machloikis is on the Moiser. When she makes more money than she needs, on the extra money, that's the Machloikis. So tomorrow. Omer Rafuna. Yeah, Omer Rafuna. Funa says like this. Omer Rafuna, Omer Rav. Yechoyla isha loyma labayla. Isha could tell the husband. Yechoyla isha loyma labayla. The wife could tell the husband. Eini nizoynis. I don't want to get fed from you. Don't do me no taizas. Don't give me no money. I don't want your money. But v'yeina isa, I'm not going to work for you though. I don't want to work. So that's what she has the right to say. So what's the Hezbollah? Why does Rafuna say this? Mar says, Kesalva, because Rafuna holds that Kitkinu Rabbanu Mizoini. That the Rabbanu made a takona that a husband has to feed his wife, Iker. That's the Iker takona. The Iker takona here was the Tzorach, the wife. That she should have an easy life. So Rabbanu was Mesakin that the husband has to feed her. It's because of her, for her sake, we want the husband to feed her. Now, once the husband has to feed her, O Maisi Yedea Mishim Eva. Now the Rabbanu made a second takana that the Maisi Yedea, if she does work, the husband will just get angry at her. Listen, I'm feeding you, I'm supporting you, and you do work, you don't give me the paycheck, they'll be fighting there, they'll be Eva. So that the husband should not hate his wife, the Rabbanu will misake now that the paycheck that she gets goes to the husband. The whole point of the Ikra started out is that the husband has to feed his wife. It's a takana, it's her call for her sake. Therefore, the Chiyomra, when she gets up and says, Eini nizoinis, I don't want your favors, don't feed me. The Eini, I said, but you should know, I'm not going to work for you. The money that I work, I'd rather work and support myself. Harashus biyada, she has the right to do it. She has the right to do this. Because the Otakana was for her sake, so she has the right to say, don't do me any favors. Trashi, Eini, I said, L'chol klum eliyatsu, I'm not going to work for you, only for myself. Because Mizoini Yikos at Rashi, Tchilas Takanta L'Toivosa, the Rabbana made at the corner for her sake. Tekenu Mishum De Zimnin De Loisovka Mais Yedea. Because sometimes she can't make enough money to support herself. Le Mizoinis. Therefore, Vetiknu Tchila Iker Takanta She is in a Sishtai. Therefore, the Chomim wanted to make it easy for the wife, and they made a Takana, that's what this Tana holds. That it's only Midi Rabbanin, you have to feed your wife. Before in the Gemara we had a machlokes. There are some tanoim that say share ksus of yenoa. Share means you have to feed your wife. Midiraisa you're mechuyev to feed your wife. Here it's mashma no. Midiraisa you're not mechuyev to feed your wife. It's only at the corner of the rabbonin. Midirabbonin you have a chiyev tonight subit to feed your wife. What was the reason you have to feed her? For her sake, because sometimes she's not going to make enough money to support herself. So rabbonin made a loy plug like the husband has to support her. Now, v'hoda tikunloi, once they did that, the second takana they made was that ma'isya deho, if she does do work and she makes money, mishum eva, that there shouldn't be for hatred now to goes to the husband. The husband shouldn't come to hate her, the ma'isya takana, what she makes, goes to the husband. Since the ikar is for her sake, when she says, I don't want your favors, buy tivusa with this favor, we listen to her. So that's Rav Huna's Amar Rav Chiddush, that the Isha has the right to say, don't do me no favors, don't feed me, and therefore she has the right to keep a paycheck for herself. Meisvet, my Avakashan, is Avakashan and Rav Huna Amar Rav. As we have before, Gemara that says, Tikno Mizoinus, Tachas Maisi Yodeo, says clearly the Ikat Takana was her Maisi Yodeo. First Rabbanu wanted that she should work and her work should go to the husband. And once she has to give a paycheck to the husband, so Tikno Mizoinus, Tachas Maisi Yodeo, the Rabbanu was Masakin, she has to feed his wife, he has to feed his wife, because she gives him her paycheck.